Today's IBM teleconference, what's new in IBM problem determination tools, developing and testing SLA applications on System Z. Today's teleconference will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn how IBM's problem determination tools can help you increase productivity and reduce costs associated with debugging, event analysis, test data management, and performance analysis. The speakers for today's teleconference are Marty Shelton, Problem Determination Tools Product Line Manager, IBM Silicon Valley Lab, and Dan Brown, Manager, System Z PD Tools Technical Sales. Now, as a reminder, today's call is being recorded. Now, at this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to our first speaker, Mr. Marty Shelton. Please go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today. I know you've got very busy schedules, and we've really got some good information here for you. My name is Marty Shelton, and I'm the Product Line Manager for the Problem Determination set of tools. Joining me here today will be Dan Brown, and Dan's the manager of the Z-Series PD Tools Technical Sales Team in the Americas. What we're going to be presenting to you here today is what's new in IBM's PD Tools, developing and testing SLA applications on System Z. What I'd like to do now is to move to chart number two, the agenda, and what we'll be doing is going through an overview of application development tools, an overview of IBM's problem determination tools, and then taking you into some summary information. On to chart number three. One of the things that we've just done is announce version 9 of IBM's PD tools. And these tools are on the move and still going strong. IBM's problem determination tools will put you in the forefront and keep you in the forefront because we continue to invest in these tools very, very heavily. PD Tools version 9 will actually allow us to broaden the gap because some of the things that we're doing are working in conjunction with our RDZ counterparts and others with regard to Eclipse-based interfaces. We're providing additional SOA support as well, and that SOA support really helps you to take advantage of your currently existing applications as you move forward into new technologies. We've been focused more on governance and compliance as we move ahead as well. Auditing, logging, and especially data privacy capabilities can be taken advantage of. Usability and performance continue to be a focus area for us. Always key client requirements continue to be focus areas as well. 9 years and going strong, we're going to continue to be focused on these tools. We take these tools very, very seriously. These tools are also part of an overall IBM application development strategy. And not only do we say our tools are in the forefront, but you'll see some information that talks about how we are in the forefront from software strategies as well. They've ranked us number one in the problem determination tool space. Moving on to chart number four. What we have here is a high-level overview of IBM's System Z application development lifecycle. As you can see, we've got a plethora of tools that take you all the way from modeling your business through deploying your applications. Now, what we've done is we've highlighted those tools that we'll be focused on today, the PD tools. So if you look down in the bottom here, you'll see File Manager. You'll see OptiMove. You'll see Debug Tool, Workload Simulator, Fault Analyzer, and the Application Performance Analyzer, all addressing the needs that come in play between managing your data, debugging, deploying, testing, and deploying these applications into production systems. Now, these tools work in conjunction with other tools, such as the Rational Developer for System Z, such as OmegaMon, such as IT Camps. Okay. So we've got an overall application development lifecycle, and these tools play right in the mix. Let's move on now to chart number five. I mentioned that independent analyst review from Software Strategies. And as you can see, IBM took that number one position. There's more details below for you to take a look at. But if you look at the bottom box here, you'll notice the overall ranking of IBM in that number one position. And you can see some of the different categories. Suite currency, multiple environments, software TCO are just some of those categories that we took that number one position in. And also you'll see the URL where you can get this information for yourself. So we'd advise you to definitely take a look at this. A lot of really, really great information. Let's move on now to chart number 6. Why IBM's problem determination tools? Well, these tools are very, very productive types of tools. We deal with the different subsystems. We deal with the different compilers. We deal with the different languages and always keep these products up to date with the changes that are taking place in those environments. These tools are also simple to use. We use common functions. We use common features, common capabilities across the tools, making them simple to use and producing higher productivity overall. We exploit those latest technologies, subsystems, compilers, languages. We keep up to date with them, exploit them right away. And we provide a great value here. These tools are priced to win you a business, and we want to make sure we do just that, that we treat you, our customers, right, and that we price the tools to win the business. And when we look at the future outlook in the Z system environment, with Rational Developer for System Z, with the Eclipse interfaces that we're dealing with, whether it's a new hire or whether it's somebody who's been around for a good deal of time, these interfaces are made to work with the users and allow them to be as productive as possible, whether it's on the Eclipse interface or whether it's on the ISPF interfaces on System Z. So with that, what I'm going to do is turn it over to Dan Brown, who's going to take you through more of the details associated with version 9.
Good day, everyone, and on behalf of IBM, I'd like to thank each of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to attend our teleconference on the version 9 updates of the problem determination tools. We're very excited about delivering this new version of the tools, and hopefully today I'll provide you with some meaningful information and talk a little bit at a high level about what we're about to deliver with this tooling. So if you'll go to slide number 7, just a little bit about each tool. File Manager for ZOS is a file and data management tool supporting various file structures, as you can see, and various subsystems. Fault Analyzer for ZOS is a product that allows you to intercept failing applications and then provide you with a report that will allow you to pinpoint the problem and fix it rapidly. Debug tool for ZOS is our source code debugger. This allows you to debug applications in all environments on Z. Application Performance Analyzer for ZOS allows you to monitor performance of your applications so that you can isolate any bottlenecks in terms of CPU consumption by your applications. Workload Simulator for ZOS is our regression and load testing tool for ZOS applications. And then lastly, OptumMove for DB2 is a tool that we provide to allow you to do export and imports of related sets of data, such as DB2, IMS, and VSIM. The products in blue are the products that we're going to focus on today and what we're about to deliver. Going on to slide number 8, this is simply a screen that displays all the product line and some of the splashes you see there, some of the features that we provide. For example, you can see we provide ZipZap engine support with this tooling. We also provide WASI and Java support, for example, within Application Performance Analyzer. We also have RDZ integration, so we can provide with RDZ optionally GUI interfaces to Fault Analyzer, File Manager, and Debug tool. Even though you may be working with these tools on the mainframe, we can display the tools on the desktop with RDZ. Going on to the next screen, on slide number 9, the first product that we'll discuss will be File Manager version 9. So if you would go to the next screen, slide number 10. This is a general overview of File Manager. Much like the other tools, File Manager is an all-inclusive tool providing support, as you can see, for DB2, MVS file structures, IMS, as well as CICS component. We deliver this product with all the components on the tape, and the customers have the option of installing which component they need to use in their shop. Also, you can see at the top, we provide support for various types of file structures, including PDSs, and also a lot of tape functionality. Over to the right, you can see some of the File Manager features. We have many features in the various components, including data privacy features. In addition to that, there are features that allow you to edit or browse in our based or MVS product any size file. So there's no limitation on the size of files or DB2 tables that you may want to edit or browse. In addition to that, and this is applicable to all our tooling, you can exploit new subsystems such as DB2, IMS, and CICS. As we develop those new subsystems, we will be in exploitation mode with these products thereafter those subsystems go GA. Going on to slide number 11, some highlights for File Manager. On the left-hand side, you can see some of the feature function highlights. For example, you can use selection criteria or sampling of records while you're in browser edit. As I mentioned, you can edit an entire file regardless of the size of the file. Also, within the product, we have a test data generator so that if you want to generate test data for a new field you've added to a copybook, you can do so with File Manager, and it'll automate that process. And then, as I mentioned before, we do have various components for File Manager, not only ISPF, but we also have a CICS component that will work within CICS and allow you to edit and view various areas of CICS, which I'll discuss a little bit later, as well as the RDZ interface. To the right, you can see the sum of the display for ISPF and or CICS, and then at the bottom, you can see a little sampling of what it would look like should you display File Manager with RDZ using the GUI front end. Going on to slide number 12, addressing just the RDZ integration, I won't go over all of these, but these are some of the new enhancements we've made with RDZ for File Manager. So, for example, the last bullet there, you can actually allocate or delete or rename files through the RDZ GUI front end, and it'll communicate that to the mainframe File Manager. Going on to slide number 13, you also, via RDZ, have access to a series of or a variety of different utilities, such as the copy utility, delete utility. As you can see, it's much different than the mainframe interface in terms of point and click, pull downs, and that sort of thing. So we found that many customers are much more productive with a GUI front end since the usability is much better with that type of front end. Going on to slide number 14, addressing SOA and usability issues with File Manager for version 9, we've made some enhancements that will allow you to format your data a little bit different with File Manager. We can generate mixed case XML, as it says there, from mixed case COBOL data definitions or A data. Also, we added some DSEC support for assembler. In the past, you could only use COBOL copybooks to map out data with File Manager. You now can use DSEC for File Manager. In addition to that, below that, for reporting and user interfaces, we've added to the ISPF capability a clipboard support, so you can copy and cut and then paste it in some areas of edit and browse, for example, with File Manager. Going on to the next screen, number 15, for usability and key client requirements, and all of these requirements that you're seeing today actually come from our customers that have requested various items in the tooling. And this is just a high level of some of the enhancements we've made in version 9 as a result of that. Some of the things we've done for file processing, for example, you now can initialize empty data sets, which are the target of a write file manager external. And if you look at the bottom for the batch support, we also provide a batch component for file manager. We also sync that up as well, so the batch component can now initialize empty data sets as well. I won't read each one of these off, but you can see we've made fairly significant enhancements to File Manager in this area. Going on to slide number 16, some subsystem enhancements. Very excited about DB2 enhancements, as you can see here. We've created more synergy between our tooling. For example, you now can invoke File Manager from the DB2 admin tool, should you have that tool. We also have added DB2 access from our CICS component of File Manager. We have many customers that had requested that. Now, while you're in CICS, you do have access to your DB2 tables via File Manager. And as you can see below, you can edit and view very large tables while you're in File Manager. In addition to that, under DB2, you do have the ability to, if you have DB2 authority, to change privileges while you're in CICS with File Manager. Beneath that are some CICS enhancements. We've made significant enhancement with our MQ enhancement for File Manager. You now can look at or view MQ messages from the MQ manager while you're working with File Manager within CICS, a very significant enhancement. In addition to that, you can map out the MQ data with a copybook and or DSEC to make it look more readable. We also made another significant improvement to File Manager from Debug Tool. We now have an interface from Debug Tool that will allow you to invoke File Manager within CICS should you want to edit or view a file while you're working with the debugger in CICS. Down at the bottom, the IMS enhancements, you now can create templates for IMS database extract files, and that includes scrambling support, so you could scramble data, sensitive data, if you needed to. And we have much, much more in the way of enhancements. These are, again, just high-level type of enhancements for File Manager. Going on to slide number 17, that finishes up File Manager. Let's talk a little bit now, a little bit about Fault Analyzer version 9 and some of the things that we've enhanced for Fault Analyzer. So if you would go to slide number 18. This, again, is just a general overview of Fault Analyzer. As I mentioned before, the purpose of Fault Analyzer, it's really designed to run in a production environment and intercept any admins or failing applications and then provide a report so that developer can determine what the problem was and fix it rapidly. On the left-hand side, you can see that, again, this is an all-inclusive tool providing support for not only Batch, but IMS, CICS, DB2, as well as WASI support. At the top, you can see that we provide also various language support, including COBOL and Assembler, as well as MQ support that we can provide. We can generate reports with Fault Analyzer in a variety of different ways, as you'll see in a moment. But over to the right, you can see some of the high-level features of Fault Analyzer. It's somewhat dormant on the system until an admin occurs. It then will intercept the admin and write a report. Going on to the next slide, number 19, some highlights for Fault Analyzer. The modes of operation, there's various ways you can use Fault Analyzer. Interactive reanalysis is essentially drill-down capability. So I can look at basic information. Should I need more detailed information, I can drill down and find more detailed information. As far as interfaces are concerned, as you can see, we provide interfaces for standard ISPF. We also allow access to Fault Analyzer within CICS, as well as a web browser support where we have a web browser front end for Fault Analyzer, and also RDZ perspective, which allows you to view Fault Analyzer from a GUI front end within RDZ. And lastly, down at the bottom, you can see we do have a true integration between Fault Analyzer and File Manager. We got many requests from customers that were having data-related admins, and they wanted to be able to not only view the fault report, but interface with File Manager so they could view the bad data or optionally correct the bad data on the fly. To the right, you can see some sampling of these various interfaces. At the top, you can see the ISPF and/or CICS interface that we provide in 3270 mode. Beneath that, you can see a little bit of the web browser support, so you can bring Fault Analyzer up in a web browser and view the reports. And then down at the bottom, you can see the GUI front end via RDZ that we provide for Fault Analyzer. Going on to the next slide, slide number 20. Now we're getting into a little bit more of granular detail of some of the enhancements we've made for version 9. This is in regard, as you can see, to RDZ performance and usability enhancements. We are always trying to improve performance of this tool, and we will continue to do that as we go forward. But as far as RDZ is concerned, you can see that the locations from which RDZ can extract source line information when viewing a fault, we've enhanced that rather dramatically. We've made a significant performance improvement to the tool, and as I say, we'll continue to do that and leverage anything we can with new versioning of subsystems such as DB2 and CICS. In addition to that, we've made some usability enhancements that were requested from our customers, primarily in the area of moving reports around to various what we call history files within Fault Analyzer. At the bottom, you can see our report enhancements. We have a common viewing mechanism for not only 31 and 24-bit, but also 64-bit as well. Going on to slide number 21, as far as subsystem support, and really a lot more that I'm not actually showing here, this is some of the things we're doing with, for example, CICS support. We now support admins occurring in command-level CICS EXCI environment. We added additional Rex user exits, so for customization, we've improved that area of the product as well. Down at the bottom, you can see some other enhancements that we've made. We've improved File Manager interface, which allows control over dataset templates at this point, and much more, as I mentioned, that we didn't put on all the slides. Going to the next slide, slide number 22, let's talk a little bit about Debug Tool and what we now can provide in version 9 of Debug Tool. So going on to slide number 23, this again is an overview of the Debug Tool. Again, an all-inclusive tool that provides support, again, in all the subsystems that you would expect, Batch, IMS, NTSO, CICS, DB2, and WebSphere. And again, we have the ability to display Debug Tool on a 3270 and or on a GUI front end via RDZ. Over to the right, again, are some just basic features of the product. Not all of them, but just basic features. And again, Debug Tool allows you to do source level debugging, step through your code, set various breakpoints to stop as you analyze the debugging of your code. Going to slide number 24, again, here's some highlights of Debug Tool. On the left-hand side, you can see it does have a common user interface across all subsystems. So no matter where you invoke Debug Tool, you'll see the same consistent screen being displayed, whether that be in a batch environment, a CICS environment, an online IMS environment. No matter where you invoke it, you will see the same interface, so the learning curve should be shortened when you go from one environment to the next. Again, as I mentioned before, the various environments and languages that we support. And then down at the bottom, you can see that we have various interfaces, one in which we call the Terminal Interface Manager. This allows you to start a second session, display Debug Tool on that session while maintaining being logged on to TSO and doing other work in TSO. At the same time, you may be debugging a program. As I mentioned, we also have interface, a GUI interface for Rational Developer for Z or RDZ. On the right-hand side at the top, you can see the example of the Terminal Interface Manager. Beneath that, you can see the mainframe interface or the MFI. This is standard 3270 display of Debug Tool. And again, it's consistent across all subsystems. And at the very bottom, you can see a little sample of the RDZ GUI front end. Again, you can invoke Debug Tool, say, in a batch initiator and literally display it on your desktop with the RDZ product. Going on to slide number 25, let's talk a little bit about some of the new enhancements we've made to Debug Tool in version 9 in regard to SOA and usability enhancements. You can see with RDZ, we've done quite a bit of enhancing outline view, breakpoint actions and commands you can display standalone, and we also provide a debug console as well within RDZ. As far as SOA, you can see there while running on ZOS 1.8 or later, Debug Tool now provides support for invoking ZOS XML parser to parse complete XML documents in memory. So as it says there, XML is formatted and shown in the Debug Tool log capability. And I'm going to show you a little bit of that in just a little bit. And then down at the bottom, you can see some various enhancements we made in this area as well. Going on to the next slide, slide number 26. Some key enhancements we've made in the various areas is setup improvements. We've added a utility that we've called the Debug Tool Wizard. And essentially what this wizard will do is a user or developer can fill in the blanks, and it generates the appropriate information to, say, submit a job to a batch initiator to invoke Debug Tool. We also provide now a Debug Tool setup utility, accessing and creating generation data sets, or GDGs, when running in Foregram. As far as CICS improvements, we now have improved, as I mentioned earlier, Debug Tool has the capability to invoke File Manager directly from Debug Tool, which then gives you the capability to not only view and edit files, but temp storage queues, transient data queues, and the like. And as you can see, there's other improvements we've made under the Other Improvements tab, and much more that you don't see on the slide. We thought we would indicate some of the more important enhancements we've made to the tooling. Going on to slide number 27, just to give you a snapshot of what the formatted XML looks like, this is a full-screen display of the Debug Tool log, and you can see the step commands at the top, and then you can see we did a list storage command with the XML subparameter, and we were able to generate formatted XML here. Going on to slide number 28, I'd like to talk just briefly about the integration of all three of these tools with Rational Developer for Z, or RDZ. As many of you may or may not know, RDZ is a complete development workbench, not only for these interfaces, but it allows you to edit source code, JCL. It also does syntax checking on that code and JCL and much more within RDZ. What I'm showing you today in terms of the interfaces is simply a fraction of the capability of RDZ. Here we can see that the tools all are being accessed at the same time by RDZ. This example is a reflection, perhaps, of a data-related admin. So if you look at the Fault Analyzer report in the Fault Analyzer pane, you could be viewing the Fault Analyzer report, isolate the data, and then interface, as I mentioned before, to File Manager, which is the right pane from Fault Analyzer, and then you can access File Manager in edit mode, correct the bad data, and then beneath that pane you can see that we've invoked debug tool, and we may have stopped on a statement that created the admin. Therefore, we can correct it with File Manager while we're in RDZ, correct the bad data, and then I can continue debugging my program with RDZ and debug tool. So this is a very powerful technique that we're providing and allowing you to be much more productive with all this tooling as you use it on your mainframe to analyze problems, correct problems, and that sort of thing. At the top of the screen, you will see that there's a URL if you're interested to look at more detailed information in this area. This URL provides a very, very good demo of RDZ and the interfaces between the PD tools. Going on to slide number 30, I want to talk a little bit about Application Performance Analyzer for version 9. Again, we're very excited about this product as well. It's been a very popular product, and we have a number of enhancements we made to Application Performance Analyzer that I think you'll be very excited about. Again, it's an all-inclusive tool that allows you to monitor applications not only in batch, but IMS, CICS, DB2, and even MQ series. We do have a way to provide reports in various formats, such as PDF and or XML format. Over to the right, you can see a number of various features for the tooling. Again, this is not all the features, but you can see some of the features that we provide with the tool. You can monitor a program down to a source statement level. Is an indicator there with the source statement supporting COBOL or PO1. So if I want to see how much CPU consumption is being taken place for a specific line of source, we can do that with Application Performance Analyzer. In those shops that have Sysplex, we also have a separate series of reports that can be generated on the coupling facility so that if you feel like you have a bottleneck of some sort in terms of CPU consumption, you can isolate that with Application Performance Analyzer. There's a various ways that we can set APA up. You can do real-time monitoring, which means you can monitor a program as it executes, or you can do scheduled monitoring, so I can schedule an observation, so to speak, within APA at 2 a.m. in the morning. It then will provide a report that, so that I can look at that when I come in the next morning. Going to slide number 32, these are just the various reports that can be generated and the various ways that we can view the reports with Application Performance Analyzer. In the top left-hand corner, you can see the ISPF interface. It's a standard 3270 interface. To the right of that, this is interactive mode. This is graphical information that we display on the 3270. The little bit that you can see here, you can see we can very quickly determine the overall CPU activity in this graphical interface, and then we can drill down to very granular detail. At the bottom, you can generate PDF reports based on what we've gathered in terms of information, and many times this is much easier to read for users that want to drill down to see the CPU consumption of a specific area. Also to the right of that, you can see XML reports that can be displayed in RDZ as well as generated to maybe add to a spreadsheet. Okay, moving on to slide number 33, as I've previously mentioned, there's a number of different observation sessions that you can set up. Real-time, as I mentioned, you can monitor a program or application as it's executing, or you can do schedule observation sessions. And then down at the bottom, you can see that we have a number of other features applicable to APA. This is a non-intrusive performance analyzer, meaning that we don't add overhead to the application that we're currently monitoring. Going on to slide number 34, again, in regard to SOA and usability enhancements for version 9, as previously mentioned, we do provide now XML format reports easily reused by other applications. Applications such as spreadsheets or RDZ. We also have enhanced our recommendation support, and this is an ongoing effort. We'll continue to enhance that area such that if you should find a bottleneck, we can provide recommendations as to potentially how to correct that bottleneck on your system. And then beneath that, you can see other enhancements that we've made to APA. Going on to slide number 35, focusing in on CICS and IMS enhancements for version 9, we've now added IMSTM transaction support for APA. In addition to that, you can see that we've enhanced CICS reporting such that you can get it now by terminal ID, or you can set it up generically. If I want a group of terminal IDs to be reported on, I can also do that generically within APA. We also, at the bottom bullet there, you can see we've enhanced the summary reports to show the use of Zip and Zap processors. So now we have support for that, and we'll continue to enhance that area as well of the product. So going on to slide 36, as Marty said earlier, APA is in fact moving forward, and so I would suggest that you stay tuned and watch this space for future Eclipse-based items. So, Marty, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thanks, Dan. Really appreciate you showing us all of that great function that we have in version 9. As you can see, we truly are on the move. We take our tools very, very seriously. And like Software Strategy says, we're in the forefront. We're in the forefront with things like the Eclipse interfaces, with SOA, with data privacy and logging, and especially with input from you, our customers. We've been able to really create a terrific set of tools with all of this input. And as you've heard, the tools are integrated amongst themselves as well as integrated into the bigger IBM application lifecycle solution as well. So I might be dating myself a little bit here, but there was an old song that I recall that said, hey, there ain't no stopping us now. And that's truly the case with version 9 of our problem determination tools. Okay, on the next page, you'll also see some more information about our website. And so you can get more information at the URL that's listed below. And not only that, a lot of very good information on the website, but also if you go to the library tab up there on the left, you can get to all of the documentation. On to the next page. One of the great things that we do also is with our IBM Education Assistant, for our core tools, we provide a great deal of online education. So by going to the website that you have below, you can get access to this information, and you can see about the PD tools real time on your own. And just on to the next page here, we've got our IBM PD tools and also some rational tool information about the PIDs that are associated with these products. So you can get the latest PIDs for not only the PD tools, some rational tools, and actually there's also some other PD-related tools down there, the migration utility, the application time facility, and the ISPF productivity tool as well. So I've got to ask you a question here. Are you as jazzed up as we are? Well, I'd like to hear from you. You can contact me, Marty Shelton, at mmshelto@us.ibm.com. And once again, thank you very much for taking time out of your day. Thank you to our current PD Tools customers, and thank you to our future PD Tools customers as well. Thanks again. Have a great day. With that, I'll turn it back over to the operator.
And thank you, Marty and Dan. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a question and answer session with our presenters. Now, your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Let's get started. Now, question one, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Now let's pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to respond. And question two, How was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And once again, we will pause for just a moment. And question 3, would you like more information on IBM's problem determination tools? If yes, star 1, and if no, star 2. Question 4. Are you considering switching ISVs and going with IBM's PD tools? Once again, if yes, press star 1, and if no, star 2. Again, we'll pause. Would you like a copy of the Software Strategies white paper? If yes, again, that's star 1, and if no, star 2. And finally, now we do hope that you enjoyed today's teleconference. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. Once again, if yes, press star 1, and if no, star 2. And that concludes our survey for today. Thank you again for participating. And now let's move to your questions. If you would like to ask a question, simply press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. For those of you using a speakerphone, remember to turn off your mute function before signaling for a question. Once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1 now. And as we're waiting for questions to queue, I'd like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Shelton.
Hey, thank you very much. And special thanks to our customers who've joined the call today. As you can see, there's really been a lot of great work that's been taking place here. I also wanted to thank all the parties that are involved in creating a deliverable like this as well. And I know a few of those people are on the telephone today. So both Dan Brown and myself are here awaiting your questions. So do we have any questions?
None at this time. Let me offer one final reminder again. That is star 1 to ask a question. And gentlemen, no questions at this time. Back to you for additional or closing remarks.
Hey, as you can see, we've got a plethora of tools here that deal with the problem determination area, and a lot of great function that's been added to these tools. These tools are integrated with overall IBM's overall application development environment, as well as dealing with SOA, dealing with Eclipse interfaces, dealing with a whole bunch of great, great IBM technology. So we look forward to you taking advantage of this technology, taking advantage of the problem determination tools, becoming problem determination tools customers, or continuing to work with just another version of the problem determination tools. And with that, we'll call this call to a
to a close, but thank you very much.
Again, that concludes today's conference call.